All right, everyone. Buckle up because today we're diving into something real, something that affects all of us. Emotional triggers. Ever felt like your calm just evaporated, replaced by a whirlwind of emotions seemingly out of nowhere? Yeah, me too. It's like someone flipped a switch and bam, there you are, overwhelmed, frustrated, or maybe even just plain grumpy. In this world, we're constantly bombarded with stimuli, right? But the key is understanding how our own personal triggers work, so we can actually manage them instead of letting them manage us. Think of it like learning the map of your emotional landscape. Trust me, this knowledge is gold. First things first, let's get clear on what I mean by triggers. These aren't just some random events or words that set you off. They're deeply personal, often rooted in past experiences, beliefs, and even physical sensations. It could be a specific song, a certain smell, a comment from someone, or even just a particular situation. Ever been to a party where the music is too loud, making your heart race like a hummingbird on caffeine? Or maybe a childhood memory pops up unbidden while you're out with friends, sending you down a spiral of nostalgia and melancholy? Those are your triggers in action. Here's the thing. Triggers aren't bad, okay? They're simply signals that something is happening within us. It's our brain's way of saying, hey, this feels familiar, it might be time to pay attention. But here's the catch. Often we react on autopilot, lashing out, withdrawing, or spiraling into negativity without even realizing why. So what can we do about it? Well, awareness is the first step. Number one, identify your triggers. What sets you off? It might take some journaling, introspection, or even talking to a therapist to really dig deep. Pay attention to those moments when your emotions seem to surge unexpectedly. Write them down, analyze them, figure out the patterns. You'll start to see the common threads connecting these seemingly random events. Next, understand why these triggers are hitting you so hard. What past experiences or beliefs might be fueling this reaction? Sometimes a trigger is just a reminder of something uncomfortable we haven't dealt with yet. Think about it like this. Your emotional response isn't always about the present moment. It's often a replay of a past event, playing on loop in your subconscious mind. Now, here's where things get really powerful. Learn to manage your triggers. This doesn't mean avoiding them altogether, that's impossible. Instead, we want to build strategies for navigating them effectively. When you feel yourself getting triggered, take a deep breath, pause, and ground yourself in the present moment. One of my favorite techniques is mindfulness meditation. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional state. Even just 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a world of difference. You're essentially training your brain to respond more consciously instead of automatically reacting based on past programming. And remember, it's okay to seek support. Talking to a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend can provide invaluable perspective and guidance. They can help you unpack those triggers, understand their root causes, and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Think about a time when you felt triggered. Maybe someone said something that rubbed you the wrong way, or a situation reminded you of a past hurt. Can you pinpoint exactly what happened? How did your body react? What thoughts were racing through your mind? Now, imagine approaching that same situation with a different mindset. Calm, curious, and open to understanding. Could you have responded differently? The key takeaway here is this. Managing emotional triggers isn't about eliminating them entirely. It's about gaining control over how they impact us. By identifying our triggers, understanding their origins, and developing healthy coping mechanisms, we can transform those moments of overwhelm into opportunities for growth and self-awareness. So, go out there, be mindful of your emotional landscape, and remember, you're not alone on this journey. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend. Let's spread the word about emotional intelligence, one trigger at a time. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.